Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Or hey!
What up, H-Town? How's everybody doing today?
Barry, Nick, Joel, the frozen tundra of Houston, Texas is upon us as people are
It's going to be one
up.
Of those days, huh?
Manny is here. Manny is making an appearance in the production room.
No
Manny
one
with
has
his Spurs
any idea.
At El Jefe
there
is in
go.
The building. Thank you, judge and jury.
They can't see. It's radio.
El Jefe is in the building posing as Manny from, what's the Sofia Vergara show?
Is that a new hat? Did he just bring up hats?
He brought new hats.
Is it personalized for you on the back?
Come in here. Tell him to come in here. I want to see what we got. This is what I'm talking about. I swear, if he didn't get me one, I'm going to kick him out so fast.
I'm just curious. Is the door locked?
No, the door's not locked.
I'm curious, Manny, how...
Stop calling him Manny.
Oh,
he brought
no.
gifts.
For all the things he calls me on a regular basis. I'm just curious, El Jeef. You wanted our head sizes, but you also wanted to do like personalization.
No, get on the mic.
Get on the mic.
You got to talk
the
to the microphone,
grab
bro.
The mic. Grab something that you're used to grabbing that's a little bigger.
Wait, what?
Why are you making penis jokes?
This is what he does when he belittles me on Twitter all the time with his extreme skill with gifts and everything.
All right. Welcome, El Jefe, to the show.
How's it going?
Good. How
Very
are
good.
You, brother?
Doing good.
Good.
Yeah, just so I had ordered these for you guys, and they didn't come before Christmas, and then when they finally got here, y'all were being lazy.
Wait,
not
how
up
are we
to work.
Being lazy?
Oh, yeah we're vacation.
Oh, it's called vacation, yeah.
Yeah.
You call it lazy, we call it vacation. That's fine.
But, yeah, so I got you guys something. I wasn't sure what to get Barry, because I know you like A&M, but I was pretty sure you weren't going to wear an A&M hat. You always talk mess about people. But
I'm curious to see what this is.
He likes barrettes. And things with bows.
Barrettes.
That because you have that one joke in your stand-up where you talk about arguing with your wife to watch a game on Sundays.
Nice. Got me a Texans hat.
Grabbed you that. And then I got Joel this green and yellow Georgia.
Dude, that's badass.
Georgia Bulldogs.
Thank you, sir. A GBP's hat, a Green Bay Packers hat.
Georgia
these
Bulldogs.
Are the coaches' hats, by the way.
Yeah. So
nice.
Yeah,
Nick, on the other
hats.
Hand, what did you get? Like a size 6 7/8?
No. I asked everybody what his size was. No one knew, so I grabbed him.
Nick,
don't make pea size.
Yeah,
they make pea size.
They have to measure Nick's head with like a tape because it's so large.
He actually has a really small head.
He does. He's got
really?
A little bean.
Yeah, he's got like a 1/8. I think it is.
A what?
You guys have massive
7 1/8.
I've told you guys this on many occasions. If Jack in the Box ever needs a new spokesperson, just shave my head and I'm in.
What size did I send you? Because I don't remember.
You said he has a 7.
No, what? Joel asked me.
Joel,
I
never got back. I never heard back from you, so that's why I grabbed you.
Well, he asked me for it, and
I
sent it.
I said it to you once.
Did you?
Like a 6 3/4.
No, you were in the 7.
That's kid size.
Yeah, Nick was a 5 2/8.
What is what yours? I was pretty close to yours, right?
I'm 7.5.
Yeah, he's 7.5, but he wears.
I think I was 7 3/8 then.
Okay. Yeah, that's close.
Yeah, I think that's what I was. Is that?
Thank you, man.
I have no idea if that's big or small. 7 3/8.
It's kind of big.
It's pretty small.
It's about normal.
Yeah,
I'm normal.
So the average size is about 7 1/4, 7 3/8.
Right. Okay.
Right.
So Joel has an extremely large head. I'm just getting this right. Joel has an extremely large head. Nick has an extremely small head, and my head is perfect. Is what you're saying?
If you want to think that
okay.
way.
Okay.
That's
what
he
I
wants
wanted
to think. Yeah. Whether it's reality or not. That's fine.
Exactly.
I'm glad you were here to validate that, because otherwise they wouldn't have believed me had I told them. So I'm really glad you came. And thank you for the hat,
man.
Yeah,
no problem.
Yeah, no doubt. And you're wearing your Spurs hat,
exactly.
Which should endear
even though
you
they
to
got
some
beat last night.
Put you on the hatred list of others. But
now,
that's just the way you do business.
Now, you should tell people why you got us hats. Where do you work? And
Work at a hat store.
A hat store? You can plug them.
Can't
oh, you
get,
can't plug them?
I don't know. I don't want to get in trouble.
We don't want to get you in trouble.
No, I definitely don't want to get you in trouble. But this is a sweet lid, dude. Thank you.
Yes. And if you don't follow El Jefe on Twitter, you should, because the man is a genius with most of his free time.
Yeah. Can I get you to Photoshop a picture of Nick on a scale? Because he said it was 107. What was it?
174.8.
I'm pretty sure that was a 2, and you just erased it.
It was outside. Why would I lie?
It was like 214, and you probably changed it to 174.
I have no photoshopping skills whatsoever.
Right, right.
I'm no El Jefe.
Okay.
Have you seen, by the way, the actual Usual Suspects movie poster yet?
I haven't even seen the movie. I didn't know it was a movie.
Well, thanks for supporting it. Thanks for supporting
the
show.
You didn't know there was a movie?
Damn millennials. I had no clue.
Oh, God, you make me sick.
Did you see Dumb and Dumber, otherwise known as Raheel and Dell?
No, I've seen the movie. I didn't think it was that funny.
Well, but you love the show, and you made T-shirts for them. But you haven't even seen the Usual
Suspects.
So
what happened is they have a cool logo. Once you guys get a cool logo, I got you.
Wait, do we need a logo?
I don't know.
I don't really think we like when we started the show, we said what we weren't going to do like a Facebook page for the show, right, or a Twitter page for the show. We just use our stuff and we interact that way, because then you can get us and nobody wants to be checking. You know, I think the Blitz has the Degenerates 975 right, Twitter account,
right,
but no one talks to that. They always talk to Fred and AJ directly, which yeah, exactly, is what we thought. Yeah, it's easier just to get
but
to
we
us.
We do have now, thanks to the listeners, we have the Facebook page for the weight loss
for the
challenge.
Weight loss challenge, yeah. So we have that, but I guess we need a logo, which should probably just be my face and then their names underneath it,
something like that.
Is that what you think it's evolved to?
I lobbied to put my face in the middle.
Well, but Nick, your head would take up the whole t-shirt.
Them
that's yours. His would look like a period at the end of a sentence, just a little dot there.
See, and here's nice. The thing, by the way. We're one, what are we, one hat size apart, me and Barry.
Basically.
But, yeah, but suddenly, and I already did it to myself by saying the Jack in the Box comment, but now suddenly, you know, it's more fuel for the fodder over here.
I don't want to say it, but I have a small, you have a smaller head than I do, so.
All right, thank you. There you have it.
I don't agree with that. I think he has a bigger dome than you do.
I can't hear what he's saying.
He said he doesn't agree with you. Because
right,
he
right,
thinks
Barry?
I have a bigger head. But here's the thing. At least I don't look like a middle-aged lesbian when I wear a hat. So therefore, I don't have that.
Is that
issue.
Shot at me? Or
I think that was a shot at me using someone else's joke.
Tyler had said that to him.
Yeah, he's got to use somebody else's jokes to get me.
No, I don't. No, I don't. I'm just repeating what Tyler said to him the last time he wore a hat in the building.
All right. This got weird.
Trade LaMarcus Aldridge, Spurs fan?
I think at the – well, actually, I was saying that at the beginning of the – or I guess before the season started. Yep. But I think the report just came out last night that he had asked to be traded this offseason.
Yep.
I think what I was saying before was that he was focusing too much on – or actually the Spurs were focusing too much on trying to fit him in the Spurs system rather than having him play what he knows how to play, which is how he's flourished when he played in Portland. And I think they went back to basics and just like toned it down a little bit on the coaching and said, hey, let's try to just coach him the way he feels more comfortable. And I think
they needed him, and so they're getting more out of him. But here's my thing, just because I want people to follow El Jefe on Twitter and follow him with venom. So tell me that the Spurs are better than the Rockets right now.
Absolutely,
and in the playoffs.
Absolutely, 100%.
And in the playoffs too.
I mean, do any of the Rockets players show up during the playoffs? I don't remember.
Hey.
That's exactly what I was looking for. Now El Jefe will have plenty of fodder for the rest of the afternoon on Twitter.
At me, Red Rowdies.
Yeah. Oh.
It's a new team.
He's got your red Kool-Aid right here.
It's a revamped lineup. We're not worried about last year. We're looking forward.
I'm not going to lie. I still am salty about Chris Paul. But
I was going to say,
he was supposed to come to the Rockets.
He was supposed to come to
the Spurs. He was supposed to.
Didn't go.
But Daryl Morey did that whole trade thing. And I think it gets interesting this offseason because he hasn't signed an extension. So he's still on his one-year contract with the Rockets.
That's so that when they get LeBron, that he can then sign after.
That's right.
And then they have room for both of them.
That's right. Yeah, but I mean, if he doesn't sign, I'm pretty sure Spurs would be happy to have him. They definitely need some more help at the point guard position, just because I mean they keep on relying on Tony Parker to start, and
he's hurt.
And he's what 109,
something like that. Again. And yeah. Then they got they have Manu, who's 150. So
yeah.
But he still
pretty
gets
soon.
Those shots on.
But
he
still gets his shots.
I'm looking forward to seeing those guys on the Spurs wheelchair league too. That's going to be great basketball.
I'm sure everybody's enthralled by the Spurs update.
Absolutely.
Hey, there's plenty of Spurs
there's
fans
a lot of
in this
Spurs
town.
Fans in Houston,
Spurs
sure.
fans, Cowboys fans. Now you're hearing a lot of Saints fans.
Now you know how there's like a there's a bar for like the Manchester United. They'll all go to a bar and watch soccer games with the Manchester United.
Yeah.
Is there one for the Spurs that you
I know that there's a Spurs group, like a Houston Spurs fans group on Facebook or something like that. And I think they usually hang out at Diablo Loco. I'm not 100% sure. I think Crystal's on that group, the Cowboys fan.
Yeah. She's the president of the Houston Cowboys.
Yeah. Bank club. So I think she's a part of that Spurs group, and I think that's where they hang out. I'm not 100% sure.
You don't go?
I don't.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good. And that, that just means you you don't need the company of other people to feel like you're included.
Exactly.
That's good for you.
Well, I,
that's called self-confidence, and I'm like glad you have that,
I feel like
Josh.
I'm too loud when I watch games, so I'd rather not
Oh, you're like Joel.
Oh, yeah.
You scream and throw things?
Definitely. Absolutely.
I like that.
I love how he throws in that I throw things. That's something that a listener does. I don't throw things, but I do yell. I'm loud.
Oh, I yell. Yeah. Definitely.
Well, so, dude, thank you for coming by.
So now you've got homework. We appreciate the hats. And
Very much so.
We appreciate your friendship of the show. But now you have a project because we don't have a logo. But if you want to take that movie poster, put our names on it, or do something creative so that we can finally get some shirts out of this deal.
I feel like if I get
shirts.
You just
came up here and brought us a gift and you're putting
the
work.
Slow down. Okay, I got
it. I feel like if I get shirts, I think I'm going to get y'all the, I'll just get y'all some shirts and just put ball on the back for you guys.
Yeah. You tried that.
Let me tell you, I would.
Press conference picture, yeah.
Did you guys see those jerseys sold out like within 30 minutes?
The Lithuanian club that the Ball brothers are playing for?
Yeah, they sold out within 30 minutes on Amazon.
You know the easiest way you get out of this studio? Mention their dad. Barry is going to be.
So he fascinates me more than anything. Just the way he's doing things. Did you guys hear he signed?
All right, shut his mic off.
See? I told you.
No more.
Well, he signed like a thing with them.
We don't care. We don't talk about him on this show. Okay?
All right, I'll try.
I won't stand for it.
We appreciate you, Manny.
Yeah, dude. Thank you very much for coming in.
Did you see after you started mentioning or calling me Manny, he got that same hair?
I did. That's why I forward you the next picture. Yeah, it's spot on. You guys are the resemblance is uncanny.
That's why I start wearing hats now.
All right, we have to go to break now. You have to stop talking.
I can't hear the music.
We have to go to break.
El Jefe with a guest appearance on an FAF Friday. That's what it is. It's an FAF Friday, so we'll have funny, which means Barry will have our comedian of the week.
Ron Schock.
There you have it. And we'll have excerpts of Ron's work throughout the show. We have football to talk about because we have the divisional round to break down. We know Saints fans are out there clamoring for more. And we have a lot more going on and a lot to get to. So give us a holler. Give us a shout. 713-780-3776. HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. We're the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5.
Miami Herald was a story about a man who got killed by a duck. He got killed by a duck. You know the number of people in all of history that's been killed by a duck? It's still in single digits. Not only did he get killed by a duck, his buddy videotaped him.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Comedian of the day, Ron Schock. You heard him there. You will hear him throughout the show. Barry will give us a little background.
Yeah, another guy born in, he was born in New Mexico, I believe. Moved here after going to L.A. and meeting Bill Hicks, running into Andy Huggins. And they all moved back here, and that's when the Texas Outlaw Comics were formed. So it was Ron was one of the main guys with Andy and Bill and another couple of comics named Riley Barber and Jimmy Pineapple and Steve Epstein. But Ron's nickname was the storyteller because he was known far and wide to be one of the best storytellers in comedy. He had done TV and he just never kind of got that big break that guys like Bill Hicks got. But they always said that he was so strong, and there were people when you talk to him that they used to have his CDs and would listen to him, you know, if you had a road trip or whatever, because you could just sit there. And the stories that he told were so good. And it's an art form. It's one thing to tell a joke. It's another thing to be able to tell a long story that takes 10 minutes or 12 minutes and keep it funny the whole time.
Oh, see, there's the prerequisite.
Because anyone can tell a 10-minute story.
Just listen to the Barry Warner show.
But can you laugh the entire time? That's the trick. So, yeah, Ron Schock, man. And he passed away, I believe, in 2012. So I think he was like 69, 70 years old, but he had moved to Vegas
and was working out there, and he liked to gamble and stuff like that. But yeah, Ron Schock. There you go.
Good stuff. All right, so you'll hear from Ron throughout the show, as we mentioned. You're going to hear from Charlie Palillo at 1:30. He's going to join us from 1:30 to 2 o'clock. So if you want to inundate him with phone calls, we would love that. You can call 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line, where you can call, you can text, or you can hit us on Twitter, where it's at Barry is Funny, at the producer Nick, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. I am very proud to say that coming in early today, and then again, making the transition from the conference room to our production area, the lobby has been a buzz with people signing up for our weight loss challenge, which starts next week. And that makes me feel very good, because you guys, we already knew, were great listeners, but the participatory element is huge. And hopefully the weight that, as a group, everybody sheds will be huge, because everybody is signing up. They're weighing in. They're seeing Esme at the front desk. But it's a good time as we start the show to get you informed on what's going on. It's brought to you by C-Force Water. And their spokesperson slash the guy where they get the good juice, the good water, Chuck Norris, and ESPN and ESPN Radio. And we're challenging you guys to lose some weight in the new year, and we want to be a part of it, and we want to have some fun doing it. So Barry, Nick, and myself got together and said, hey, let's come up with something for the new year that gets the listeners on the right path to a healthier lifestyle, and also can have some fun getting to know us even better, doing some fun things along the way, and have some prizes and incentives that go along with it. So we created this weight loss challenge. All the information is on ESPN975.com if you want to check it out there. But some of the prizes that you could win by the biggest percentage of weight loss: a fantasy sports ticker for your man cave from tickercom.net, a healthy home makeover from our man Mo with Houston Family Nutrition, who's going to be involved in the program throughout and giving you great advice and programs and things that you can do to stay on the beaten path. And everyone who enters the challenge gets 3 free meals from Healthy Gourmet. So it's like we're buying you breakfast, lunch, and dinner just for participating. Why wouldn't you sign up? So again, all the details, ESPN975.com.
Word. Yeah. And then we'll also have a championship belt that we'll give out.
As the people's champ.
Yeah, the people's champ. We'll pick somebody to wear the belt proudly.
And that's up to us.
That's right.
Our committee. Does Bobby really want to talk to us, Nick?
Yeah, it fell on our time slot. It's up to you guys if you want to take it.
Let's get Bobby.
Well, he got tired of waiting on the longest wait time in the business, so he sat through the last show and got into ours instead. Bobby, what's up?
Yes. The first thing I want to ask you, Coach Kevin Sumlin, what team do you think he'll be going to? He's not at Texas A&M no more.
Right.
What college are trying to get him?
Well, I mean, I think, to be honest, Bobby, right now all the jobs are filled for this year, and he's still got quite a nest egg to settle back on that A&M is still paying him. So I think he's going to be patient, and he'll hang tight and wait. The one possibility is still out there is the University of Arizona with Rich Rodriguez getting...
I was going to say, that's the one that he's been linked to the most.
Yeah, and before that, he was linked to Arizona State and West Coast schools. So if there is a chance for this year, still it would be Arizona. Otherwise, I think he'll be patient and pick the right spot for him.
Is he there?
He's there.
Well, did you have anything else?
He did have something else, but all right. Yeah. Well, we appreciate it. So we can move on from that one.
I'm with you, though. The big rumor, especially when it became open, was the Arizona job. But yeah. I'm not so sure that he's been linked anywhere else. I did get a chance to watch him on the national championship game.
Oh, the coaches' feed.
Yeah, they had the coaches' feed on ESPN, and he was on there and several others. But I like Sumlin. I do. As a coach, I think he's a good coach. I just think things weren't working at A&M for him. Mm-hmm. And the recruiting classes, I don't think, were up to par. I hope that he lands somewhere and does well. I don't have like any ill will as an A&M fan against Kevin Sumlin. But watching that coaches thing with 6 coaches at a round table watching football, mm-hmm. that was rough.
Yeah, you said that. Everybody was talking over each other. It was rough. Like the early days of our show when I was running roughshod.
I would have much rather have seen him and Oklahoma State's
Gundy
just put those two at a table, and let's just watch those two.
Was Bielema doing it?
I don't think he was there. No, I don't recall. What's the head coach from Duke?
B- Bill. I know you're talking about.
Yeah, he was there. There was, but like I said, there were six of them. Some OCs, some DCs, some head coaches, some ex-head coaches.
If Bielema was there, just throw some nachos on the table and he'll shut up.
But man, it would have been great if it was just maybe three less people. But
maybe
yeah.
That's the editorial things that ESPN needs to know so that they can kind of fine tune this experiment
right?
that they've been doing.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
But at the same time, look, I think it's neat to have different perspectives. I think one of the ideas that you and I came up with that I think that they absolutely have to explore ways to be able to pull off is in football and basketball for sure, do the Nat sounds, but do it from the standpoint of like when you watch NFL Network and you have the mic'd up with the coaches and some of the players uh-huh. and you get some of the key moments where that you hear what's being said on both sidelines. People would pay extra for that. If you could get the NFL Sunday ticket, but get without the announcers, but the graphics could still give you the stats you need and the down and distance, but you could hear what's being at the line of scrimmage and what's being said with the parabolic mics and everything, that, and if guys were mic'd up, that would be flat awesome.
Yeah, yeah, I know we've discussed that before.
Yeah.
I want to know what's going on. I will say this. When I was listening to the coaches talk, I realized how much I had missed having an announcer call the game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because okay. they didn't have that. You couldn't hear that. All you could hear was the coaches breaking down the plays and talking about what's next. And so that's when I decided, you know, I think I need the announcers it makes more sense when you're watching the mm-hmm. game. But I would like to have that option of being able to hear the calls at the line of scrimmage and what's being said. I want to hear what's going on at the bottom of the pile.
I think that would be cool. And I think in basketball, especially when you got two guys talking junk to each other, and if you got like some courtside mics that could pick some of that up, there's some great back and forth that you could get that I think people would be clamoring for. And that's a way, I don't want to say give them ways to make more money, but I think that there are ways that people would actually be very intrigued about, even if they had to pay a little extra, getting something like that.
Yeah,
I think that'd be cool. So before Charlie gets in here, just news of the day. Josh Donaldson set the mark for the biggest arbitration deal in the history of Major League Baseball. He got the J.J. Redick. 1 year. $23 million from the Toronto Blue Jays. Not bad work if you can get it. Steph Curry remains out with a sprained ankle as they play the Bucks in Milwaukee tonight. Antonio Brown is expected to play in the divisional matchup against the Jaguars for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And your man, Barry, Charlie Blackmon, got a one-year $14 million deal to continue to play center field for the Colorado Rockies. And the Bills fired their offensive coordinator, a former Texans coach, Rick Dennison. Those are your headlines on ESPN front page as we continue to roll on. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, Charlie Pelillo joins us, and we will entertain you for a half hour, kicking it around, talking some sports and things, right here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, as promised, Charlie Pelillo in studio till 2 p.m. as we continue to kick it around and talk about news of the day and other things. Charles, welcome back to your bookended latter half of the week.
Fellers.
Everything good in your world?
Is there news today?
Yeah, you got
a
meeting.
I was struggling
for something. You got a meeting after this. Enjoy it. Now we don't have to worry about the cliff notes when you come in and you've already attended your meeting. This time you got to go after for your day to be elongated. I like it.
I was looking at your article on sportsmap.com.
Big cranky.
Is that what you were doing?
And I
now
saw
that is cross promotion right there.
At its finest.
I saw where you said that the Rockets were on pace to set a record, and I must admit, and I won't give it away, you have to go to sportsmap. You have to go to sportsmap.com and read the article if you want to know. But I must admit, I was surprised when you said that that was the win total that they're on pace for, and it would be a new record, because I would have thought in years of championships and some of the runs that this team has had, that they would have hit that benchmark. They never did. So I just wanted to say that was, I found that to be interesting. I would have never guessed that.
An enlightening factoid. See that? Purpose
look at that.
Served.
Look at that.
Click.
Yep. Sportsmap.com if
can
you want to know what it was.
A collective agreement that we won't withhold what we talk about on the radio if in return, as you listen, you don't even have to read the article.
No, just, you should read
the article. Give us the click. Ideally, you read the article. And I mean, it's 2 minutes, light, yeah. Breezy.
Yeah, you're not a very good writer, so it's short. No, right,
but as we're talking here, we don't want to cannibalize our content.
Right.
So I think the point Barry is making is that the meeting I'm headed to is going to be all about synergy and cross-promoting. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
Correct.
So we are all here in the studio asking you to scratch our backs. You're obviously listening to the show now. Is it going to kill you to click? Your workday is not 8 hours of relentless. So at least in terms of my meager contribution to sportsmap.com, you don't even have to read it.
Did you skim it or just
look at the pictures? Click it and you've made your contribution.
Did you read my article?
I skimmed it. I clicked it.
You're a damn liar, Charlie Polillo. You know you didn't read it.
Did I not say to you, I said I didn't read it. I said I looked over it.
You looked pretty guilty there.
Yeah, skimmed it. You didn't even open it.
I said to you.
You skimmed the title. Barry, no.
Before we came on, I said, well, you're writing for the site. I had awareness that you're writing for the site. Joel, you're writing for the site?
I'm going to. Starting next week.
What's your first article going to be?
How much? Never mind. No, I don't know yet.
You don't know?
The big thing is that in the meeting, everybody wants me to do basketball, and I'm okay with that, but they have someone that's doing the Rockets on after every single game. So I just want to make sure that
that's a pretty wordy commitment. After every single game?
Oh, they got someone that's covering the Rockets.
Yeah, they
My
do
deal
it after.
Would be like, you know, if you just want to take a certain point or angle on the way their team is playing, so I'm fine with that. But I'll branch out and do other things. And I think we should do other things too. Like,
I wouldn't commit to after every single game.
Oh, I'm not doing that. No, I'm saying they have someone on staff that's doing that. You know, when you're on staff, you get paid, Charlie. And you know that very well. Yeah, you know that very well. So I just wanted to throw that out there. So
what's the site again?
Sportsmap.com.
Right.
And of course, because the weekend is upon us, Charles, and you're tooling around town wondering, what do I do in Houston this weekend? You can always go to culturemap.com for the latest and greatest and everything going on your fine city.
You think I get my culture only from yogurt? Of course I'm aware of culturemap.com.
See what you did there.
Home of Ken Hoffman.
Your buddy.
Despite that, culturemap.com.
I was going to say, are you and Ken good buds? Do y'all go way back?
You're tight.
You are. You guys are great. Come on.
Yep. Good buds connotes.
Ken talks about you all the time.
Feelings and sentiments, so I will exclude myself from that. But yeah, I think we'd probably meet the definition of friends.
I would bet that he talks about you a lot more than you talk about him.
He gets me a free burger every once in a while, so that's
the Hoffy burger, right?
That'd be his friendship.
No, not that one.
Oh.
That guy has more food named after him than fill in the blank.
There's the Hoffy wiener.
There is.
I mean, if there's a Hoffy burger, you would think there would be a Ken Hoffman hot dog
at Minute Maid Park.
The Hoffy wiener.
Is there really?
Yeah. No, I don't know.
There is.
No way.
Yes.
I did not know that.
Ken has that much stroke. Ice cream named after him at the chocolate bar?
He's got that much stroke that he's got a weenie at the...
I think that was a short-term cruller-esque
Oh, so it wasn't a permanent thing. Okay.
Yeah, it was not.
He had a donut.
Really?
He's got ice cream. He's got...
For the better part of a quarter century.
How is he not 500 pounds?
Don't get me started, please.
What?
For the better part of a quarter century, he was probably the number one brand at the paper.
At the Chronicle, yep. Yeah.
You know, before, clearly he got the Godfather offer to come over here.
Well, before you got it, they had to see how it was going to go, so they gave one to him first.
He's going to New Zealand in like 3 weeks.
For work?
What?
Well, nominally speaking.
Jeez.
Wow.
I don't mean company paid.
How good is that? Yeah, you must be doing okay.
Hey, company paid would be obnoxious. You're like,
that'd be like you covering the World Series.
Scratching and clawing for gas money to Beaumont. He's flying to New Zealand.
How long is he going for? 2 weeks? Because you don't go to Australia for a weekend.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but same thing. Probably my number one, I'm not sure if I'll ever do it, but I'd like to take a trip, is Australia.
Okay.
I've heard it's about the happiest country on earth. Beaches, gorgeous weather. Our winters are their summers. I could time it in January. Tennis guy, catch a little Australian Open in Melbourne and do Sydney and look at that opera house. And
do you know
why? The Outback. But it's a day and a half of body time to go that I've always had at least a two-week trip.
Do you know why I wouldn't go? All the pictures I've seen on the internet of the spiders, the size of the spiders in Australia, is the only reason I would never go and visit Australia.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
No.
You're scared by little Australian spiders?
Okay. I want you to Google Australian spiders when you're done with this show.
You sure they weren't koala bears?
they look like
Can
it.
Can I warn you, anytime Barry Laminack asks you to Google anything, I would advise against it unless you're a big fan of really weird porn.
Huffy has a waffle. It's named after him, the Blue Waffle. Google that.
I was unaware of.
Don't do it, Charles. Don't do it because it has nothing to do with Ken Hoffman, I hope. But it's not going to be something you could ever erase from your mind.
Don't Google that.
Better not be an all-you-can-eat special.
If you only knew Google what you were talking
Charles.
About.
Yeah, Google it, Charles. Go ahead and take a shot at it now.
You just told me never.
Not after what you just said?
Oh, my God.
Then check it out.
So loosely analogous to WhiteHouse.com during the Cowboys heyday in the 90s.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with WhiteHouse.gov.
Yes.
Or whatever.
Correct.
Yeah. Correct. I mean, seriously, yeah, some of the ones that have come up on this show, you would be advised to stay away from. For the most part, yes. So, with all that being said, you look forward to your meeting. It should be a lot of fun. But we're going to try to really make sure that people realize we're going to be engaged in the writing side and the internet side.
Really is a good-looking site, whoever does all that stuff.
Fred. Yeah, Fred Frower.
He does the artistic layout stuff?
I mean, he's in charge of the sports map.
Yes, yeah. Correct.
Yeah. So.
Hey, we've only got a couple of minutes left, so we talked to you Monday before the national championship, but we haven't talked to you since then. So, because we'll talk some NFL, I guess, next segment. We can do some playoff talk. But what were your thoughts on the national championship?
I thought it was awesome. Clemson-Alabama games were both great, but I like that for most of the game, it felt like, hey, the defense is a fair chance here. Every possession. Mm-hmm. Nick Saban with what will go down as one of the legendary decisions ever, pulling Jalen Hurts. I wasn't clamoring for it at the half, but it crossed my mind, would he consider it? Because they looked so lost, and for all of Hurts' talents, he's just not a polished, developed passer yet. Of course, having no idea what the Hawaiian punch would come to for that offense off the bench. And Hurts,
work on that one for a while?
I'm sure. It's actually Tim McCarver called Sid Fernandez that back in like the 80s.
So you stole it. Okay.
So I borrowed, I prefer. Mm-hmm. Artistic compliment, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the way Hurts handled himself after the game, I have no reason to think it was anything but genuine it came across. So, you know, Channelview High School, hey, he was raised well and himself, just a classy kid. And so
I've wondered.
Is he the
quarterback
at
Alabama next year?
Well, as made in passing reference on sportsmap.com today, if I were Jalen Hurts, I think I'd be leaning toward transferring. If I had NFL aspirations, certainly as a quarterback. I think he needs to go and play. If he transfers, he'd have two more years of eligibility as opposed to, well, what if he tries to win the job back this year? Has he lost the job? But you'd think the natural passing talents, and it's not as if he was just some slowpoke, a Tagovailoa out there. If you love your life on campus, you're in a good situation. Obviously, you have a girlfriend who goes to Bama. Life is great. But I think at his core, he's an athlete, and he hopes for it to be his profession.
Doesn't somebody need to be in his ear, though, and be like, hey, it's not going to matter. I mean, he's probably not an NFL caliber quarterback. Can we be real about that? Can we be honest about that? Shouldn't the people in his life be honest about that and say,
I don't want to preclude it.
Your skills don't translate to necessarily being an upper round pick with a ton. Could you be a backup? Maybe.
But he's 26-2 and.
But he got pulled because he can't throw the ball.
Yeah.
Tom
That's
Herman
not going
would
to translate.
To see him in
if
Burn
he
Orange.
Didn't get pulled and they come back, then you might say he has NFL skills. But the fact that he got replaced by a guy who didn't have a start all year because they needed to throw the ball should tell him transferring just to have a shot at the NFL wouldn't make sense. Transfer because you want to play. Transfer because you want a different education or whatever. But the NFL, I think, to me, would be the wrong reason to do it.
Yeah, but you're 20 years old. You've always won. And
yeah.
Yeah, to me, I think he's going somewhere else, but I think because he wants to play, and you're right, if there are variables that keep him at Alabama, then so be it, because you know Saban's not going to be the guy that kicks him out the door because he likes the backup plan in case things go wrong and you got a guy that has experience. But the bigger, better is the way Nick Saban thinks. That's why they're Alabama.
And I know we're going to the break here, but what about Kyle Allen going?
Yeah, just clear to the NFL draft. Anyway. It's crazy.
All right, hey, minute here for Roof MD. Highlight them when I stop by, because Mark Donaldson, the MD in Roof MD and General Contracting, does very good work. Starting with free work, if you're a homeowner, you should have your roof inspected annually, and Mark does those for free. For the asking, not free if you buy this. It's not a come on. There's no obligation or commitment attached to it. A simple, free roof inspection. Now, if you need work, you have a company that is 100% local. Mark's a lifelong Houstonian, and he takes pride in being as educated a contractor and roofer as you will find in the Houston area. 100% obligation-free roof inspection. Whether it's roofing, commercial or residential, or something else that they do, gutters, painting, fencing, window replacement, they offer 12 or 18 months, zero payment, or longer-term, low-interest rate financing. 832-967-ROOF. 832-967-ROOF. That's Mark and his team at Roof MD and General Contracting. Mention you heard it on ESPN 97.5.
There you go. One more segment with Charlie Polillo. We'll take you up till 2 o'clock with Charlie. Then Barry, Nick, and I will take you all the way till 4. Then we'll turn it over to Fred A.J. and the Blitz. So don't go anywhere. Much more on the horizon. It's the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects on an Friday as we continue to roll on. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel and Charlie Polillo with us till 2 p.m. till he goes to the big meeting that he has to attend. If you want to catch Charlie on a daily basis, it's 11 to 1 on SportsMap 94.1 FM, the Charlie Polillo Show. So you brought it to us last week. We'll bring it to you this week as we break down the divisional matchups in the NFL. It's pretty obvious and easy, probably from the standpoint that the Eagles are already underdogs at home. But I think a couple of road teams got a really legitimate shot this weekend as we look at the games. How you see them breaking down?
I bet Tennessee isn't one of them.
They're not.
This week, rather than picking one road team to win, if it's one underdog to win, I think I'll go with the Saints.
Okay.
The two NFC games, on paper at least, clearly the more interesting games. I'll be shocked if Tennessee's in the game in the fourth quarter with New England. Jacksonville, I forgotten about this. When they won 30-9 in Pittsburgh in October, mm-hmm. Bortles threw for 95 yards in that game. But Leonard Fournette earlier this year, didn't he say he'd retire before he'd play for a cold weather team? High temperature, Pittsburgh Sunday, 18 degrees. Ugh. If Jacksonville can't run it well, Fournette doesn't have a big day. I don't see how they do much at all. No chance that Bortles goes off in a good way. Just as, while Jacksonville's defense is the truth, I doubt they're picking off Roethlisberger five times. So if Antonio Brown is as healthy as they're talking, I mean, maybe they're bluffing. So, you know, I feel pretty good about the home teams there. The Falcons, it's going to be 40-something in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. So that should be a non-issue. It almost feels too obvious, like the Falcons should win. Foles was so bad the last couple of weeks, but they looked solid all the way around against the Rams last week.
I think they're the hot team. Right Falcons. Now. Yeah, and I think especially, you know, with weather not being a factor, I think that they're starting to get it squared away and straightened out. And we had talked about the fact that really it's the same team as a year ago that made the run.
Only NFC playoff team that even made it back to the playoffs from last year, the Falcons.
To me, when these matchups, what it comes down to is which quarterback do you trust? In each game, do you trust Matt Ryan or do you trust Foles? Do you trust
mismatch?
Yeah, do you trust Brady or do you trust Mariota?
Mismatch.
Do you trust Bortles or do you trust Roethlisberger?
Not even worth commenting.
Do you trust Breeze or do you trust Case Keenum?
And that's a fair fight is remarkable.
Yeah,
right. And why Keenum? I mean, even if he implodes and they lose, he's going to be obscenely rich.
He's going to get paid.
There's a marketplace for him, whether it's staying in Minnesota, other teams that I know that you've talked about. If his coordinator goes to Arizona and he follows.
Who do you think the odd man out is in Minnesota? There's three quarterbacks, Bradford, Keenum, and Bridgewater.
Well, if you...
And who's the backup out of those three?
And if we divorced it from all the Case Keenum fans being here.
Right.
If Keenum's market is $18 million... Would you, if you're the Vikings, say, we'll pay that? Or if you could re-sign both Bridgewater and Bradford for $18 million, would you go with the two of them, given the injury risk, the health issues, but it's still two bodies as opposed to one? And if this is as good as it gets for Case Keenum, this is a damn good. Right? He has not just hitched his wagon to Adam Thielen and that Vikings defense. Kim's been genuinely really good. So if as a late bloomer with the right coach and the right system, he's found this level, and they're in the NFC Championship game, isn't it tough for the Vikings to say, yeah, a little too rich for our blood?
Yeah, here's the thing. Teddy Bridgewater came back, and he wasn't impressive. And I think it's going to take a lot more time and effort to get him to anywhere close to where he was, let alone, and even where he was, wasn't like an experienced, polished NFL quarterback. Sam Bradford in game one was lights out, but that was it because the lights went out and he did not come back. So you don't know what you're getting there, but I kind of compare the Keenum situation to the Washington situation. Because when you look at it, do you want to pay a guy that you hope continues to get better and improve, like a Kirk Cousins, who continues to roll in $20-plus million a year while they keep franchise tagging him and trying to figure out if they're going to sign him long-term or not? And you look at Case Keenum and think the same thing. Okay, he's had some ups. He also had some downs that people want to forget about now in a couple of different places, the Rams and the Texans. So is that one season enough to say, yeah, I want to give him 18 to 20 a year on a multi-year deal?
But to give you another comparison, Keenum's been really good. Osweiler was not really good in Denver over the seven games. He had one or two where, okay, promise. Another couple were, and then it got to where, well, let's benched. Put in 65-year-old Peyton Manning, who was terrible, but, well, better shot than Osweiler. All it takes is one desperate team, and the Texans were $37 million desperate. Keenum has played at a premium level over the second half of the season, and whether it's Minnesota keeping him, if Bortles sucks tomorrow, I mean, game, set, match. If you're Jacksonville, you're thinking, if we can get an average quarterback with this defense. And then there's Arizona and then probably another team or two. I'm not Buffalo.
Buffalo
prioritize signing there. So I think it's just perfect for Keenum. And then this will be his killer contract. You know, would you stay in Minnesota for $17 million? Or if Jacksonville offers you 18 and a quarter, that this, I'm going for every last bit of gusto I can get because this is my time to strike. Good for him. He was always a class act at U of H, and in dealing with going 0-8 as a starter with the Texans disaster here back 4 years ago. But he's not falling into it purely because someone is desperate and hoping for the best, Texans Osweiler. He's played his ass off for the last 3 months.
Man, if I'm the Vikings, though, I think I don't know if I trust Sam Bradford just because of the health risk involved, especially if you're going to hang on to Teddy Bridgewater. I think I'm letting Bradford walk. I'll sign Bridgewater. I'll sign Keenum. Best man wins in camp, and you know you got a quality backup in either one.
Well, and you can continue to let Teddy get better.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Even if Keenum starts your season as the starter, if you had to go to Bridgewater in the middle of the season because Keenum isn't living up to what he did this year, you know you got a guy that you were going to count on anyways.
But what if there's a market for Bridgewater at $10 million? If Jacksonville says, well, we can't get Keenum, we don't want Bortles. If you're Minnesota, can you pay Keenum whatever it would take to keep him and then afford one of the other two guys? If so, I think that's definitely the way to go. Otherwise, hey, you can go Keenum and then draft a quarterback in the third or fourth round.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And maybe Kyle Allen.
Assuming Shurmur stays maybe so that he knows the system and he can stay playing that system, which has treated him so well. But you look at it otherwise and say, hey, where's the best fit for a guy that has had, like I said, ups and downs but could succeed? A place like Arizona, where if you get Johnson back, you got a really good running back that is also versatile and come out of the backfield. You got a Larry Fitzgerald still. You got a good receiving core. You've got the ingredients for a successful team, and you're indoors like you were in Minnesota. If it doesn't work out in Minnesota, that's one of the places I would look because it seems like those are the kind of elements he needs.
But where I'd say the first half of the season, Keenum did well enough to ensure himself several more years as a coveted backup type guy. Now there are going to be multiple teams aggressively interested in him as a starter. So he's going to be super rich really soon.
Is he going to be more Matt Cassel? And I hate to use this because Matt Schaub was a backup who ended up being a serviceable.
Is he a three-year window?
Yeah, he led the league in passing 1 year. Is he going to be more Matt Cassel or more Matt Schaub? Or if you want to throw Garoppolo or whatever backup made it, do you think he's going to? I just feel like, to me, Keenum scares me as being another Matt Cassel.
I don't trust him. I still don't trust him because
Glennon made $18 million this year with the Bears. Had never
crazy,
done anything.
Crazy.
Did nothing. Lost the job in about 20 minutes to Trubisky. At least Keenum has that threshold of performance.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can have one-hit wonders. So if the money's even competitive, I think he should re-up in Minnesota if at least the coaching staff is intact. And why throw away a good hand?
All right, so before we get out of here, you mentioned Kyle Allen, but, I mean, come on, man. I mean, the guy couldn't start it. I mean, couldn't hang on to a job at A&M. Transfers to U of H, where he's supposed to be the next quarterback. That didn't work out either. He couldn't hang on to that job. And now, instead of trying to find a third university, he declares for the NFL draft. Genius.
It makes no sense other than it's his life. Well, but if it's your life, it should mean you just shrug off doofy decisions. But he did graduate last month. So if he's, you know, I want to go and see with my physical tools, someone thinks of me as even a practice squad guy to try to develop, or maybe he's prepared to enter the real world.
But if you already graduated, you could transfer too without sitting out again. You could find a place where you would legitimately have a place to play.
Or lose the job in three games again.
Well, but, you know, college life.
But then you can drop out of school and take that job you'd probably have offered as a college graduate having attended both Texas A&M and U of H.
Yeah, there you go. Because you know that U of H education is valued, right, Nick?
You know it.
Oh, that's why you got the Cougar sweatshirt on today. All right, Charlie, enjoy your meeting. We know you got places to go, things to do, and a whole lot to absorb in a short period of time. Have a great weekend. We'll see you again on Monday as we recap the wild weekend in the NFL and everything else that might be going on.
Is the meeting catered?
No. Sorry. At least ours wasn't, but because you're present on the late meeting, it is possible.
If you stop by the snack machine before you go, it is.
Yeah. All right, so we got one in the books, two to go, plenty more of the big show. Barry, Nick, and Joel take you home, 2 to 4, right here on the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.